Suburban Leisure Center.
What does that mean for you?
Well, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. And a tremendous savings up to 50% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online.
Yeah, this doesn't look like it did in the picture.
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less, up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
All right, let's talk refinancing. And, of course, you know I'm now going to talk about Stuart Rosenblum and Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. You can either listen to me talk about this or just pick up the phone now, because this was a reminder for you to call 314-324-4440. Why do it now? Well, interest rates are on the verge of going higher, and I don't want you to be the one to say, ah, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this. Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675699.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Most times, two is better than one. And that's never more true than at Shawnee Bluff Winery and Shawnee Bluff Vineyards near Lake of the Ozarks. Shawnee Bluff offers two beautiful venues and two astounding views. The winery is a perfect spot to enjoy every day with a relaxing menu and an amazing view. And at the vineyards, you can sample award-winning wines and take in concerts from acts like the Charlie Daniels Band and the Oak Ridge Boys. Shawnee Bluff. Plan your visit today at ShawneeBluffWinery.com.
Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling that you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take that feeling with you, whether you're at home, your business, or online. We help keep you safe with security systems, home automation, alarms, and surveillance, so you can feel at home wherever you are. Go to ADT.com to get that feeling for less than a dollar a day. ADT, home, safe home.
Hi, this is Scott Mosby, and you're listening to Design Time with Mosby Building Arts.
Hi, my name is Laura Powderly, and I'm an assistant designer at Mosby Building Arts. Today, I want to talk to you about how to prepare for interviewing a designer when you're interested in doing a project. One of the main things I suggest is creating a list. Make a list of your must-haves. Also add to the list things that you like about the current space and also things that you don't like about the current space. It's also a great idea to give a visual to the designer, whether it be magazine clippings or utilizing Houzz. If you're not familiar with Houzz, it's kind of like Pinterest for your home. You can actually have a shared board online with the designer where you can look at different photos and tag them to your shared board. The board can become private and you guys can make comments on the pictures. Talk about whether you like this exposed beam on the ceiling or whether you don't like this paint color. It really helps give the designer a sense of direction of your style and taste.
Thanks for tuning in to Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. Please visit callmosby.com to schedule your appointment today.
If you've been in business for over 67 years, you must be treating the customers right. If you need your heating and air conditioning repaired or replaced, call the people I rely on, Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmischandsons.com.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Hey everybody, it's Frank O'Pinion. Hope you're having a terrific Friday. Now this is where this next day or so we're supposed to have a little bit of a cool down, cold front coming through. You know what I'd do with that time? If I were you, I'd go down and take a look at some Chevys or pre-owned vehicles at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. You say, well, then, Frank, why don't you do that? I'm pretty well fixed right now for Londoff vehicles. We have three at our house. We have the White Lightning, the Corvette. We have a Tahoe and a Trailblazer. So we're good to go for a little while. Now, if the time has come when, even though you may not want to, maybe you're sort of attached to that old car you're driving, it's time. It's time either for something pre-owned that's newer than what you're driving or something brand new, whether it's leased or purchased from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And I hope you know our ongoing invitation and request. It's not to tell you what to buy or where to buy it. It's to ask you to just visit Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, because here's how confident we are that if you'll visit them, you'll probably end up finding exactly what you want, the vehicle you want and the deal you want. So let's do that. Let's invite you right now to include Johnny Londoff Chevrolet when you're out car shopping, either for new Chevy or something pre-owned. And I might add, if they don't have what you're looking for pre-owned, you tell them what it is. It's not going to take them long to come up with it. I'd like to say you're in good hands with Londoff, but the Allstate people already have that slogan. So let's just leave it here. Please accept the invitation. Give them a shot at your business. I think you'll be really glad you did. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
It's Friday afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This is how you know your weekend has begun. When you get a chance to play the Harris Challenge, the topical trivia game, that's the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you can call us now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or on most smartphones, *KTRS will get you in here. You play the challenge to not only take the trivia test, but also to try to win fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
You are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop with two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Florissant.
And you know what I forgot to give you again today?
I know. I'll look it up.
Okay. Also,
I wondered why you were talking in slow motion.
I know. I was just going to say, we have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card for you, and they have two locations. They have one in Florissant and in St. Peter's at Highway 70 and 79.
You know what we should do? We should announce that today is the last chance for somebody to win the big prize that we've been trying to give away for a month, and we had said that it would go to whoever got a clean sweep. Today, we're going to give it to whoever gets the highest score on the Harris Challenge. You don't have to get every question right. Whoever gets the highest score is going to win a fabulous prize package bonus from the Hollywood Casino and Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
Oh, yes. But I will tell you also that we're getting two tickets to the Skyview Drive-In.
Yes.
And I will tell you.
I'll tell you what they have right now. The Emoji Movie and Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. And on the other screen, War for the Planet of the Apes and Spider-Man Homecoming. Those are the double bills at the Skyview on North Belt West in Belleville, Illinois, sponsors of the Harris Challenge.
Okay, and this Hollywood Casino package is two tickets to any summer concert at the Hollywood Casino.
The reason we're finishing this up today is because we want to give it away while you can still choose from concerts that are going on this summer at the amphitheater.
Yeah. There's a food and beverage credit for Hollywood Casino.
So you can go to dinner at the casino before you go out.
That's right.
And see the concert.
Shuttle service from Hollywood Casino.
So you can park at the casino for free, and we'll give you a ride over to the amphitheater.
Yeah, and a one-night hotel stay at the Hollywood Casino St. Louis Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
They just had a $73 million renovation.
So all of that is yours if you're the high scorer today on the Harris Challenge. Now let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing fine. Welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want that Hollywood Casino thing.
Okay. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer, and you can choose the category you want from the first three that come spilling out here, led, of course, by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or category two, Charlize Theron movies. She's in the new Atomic Blonde, which I liked a lot and which opens up today. And our third category is It Happened in July. What do you want, Mike? That's the easiest question I'm going to ask you today.
I know. They've happened in July.
Okay. This is not things that happened this July, but in previous Julys. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. You got a one-pointer, two, three, four, and five-pointer. A total of 15 points possible, but you only need eight or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the first Miss America to resign her title in July 1984?
Vanessa Williams.
Correct. What's the name of the literary studying aid introduced in 1953 that millions of kids have used instead of reading the entire book?
Okay.
Who is the central character in Catcher in the Rye, which was first published in July 1951?
Pass.
Which cable news channel debuted in July 1996? MSNBC. Within 20 years, when was the American Bar Association founded? 1878. All right, what's the name of that literary studying aid kids have been used instead of reading the entire book since 1953? Cliff's Notes.
That's right.
And Catcher in the Rye was about Holden Caulfield. Well, Mike, this would be the most ironic thing we've ever done on the Harris Challenge because we have the big prize for our high scorer today. If you win that with 1 point.
Yes. I know.
You know what?
I think we should end the contest right now.
Well, the contest may be ending itself in 6 weeks, but that's a whole other story for another day.
I understand.
But, you know, with only 1 point, you are in the lead right now, but you also have to be punished. And if you're like me, you've been thinking all summer long, if only someone could yodel a classical song for me. Well, let me introduce you to Mary Schneider. You know, actually, it's kind of impressive.
It is.
Why is it punishment music? Because you're not going to get that out of your ear all weekend. That's going to be your earworm for this weekend, Mike. I'm glad you played, but I...
Are you going to put him on hold?
I hope you do better. I am going to put you on hold here, because with the 1 point, you are currently in the lead.
Oh, boy.
And that's going to last, I think, probably about 45 seconds. But let's see. Terry, you're next on the Harris Challenge. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You want to suck up to somebody or shout out to anyone with your five-second cheap plug opportunity?
Just hello to Zach and Jason.
All right.
My grandsons.
Which category would you like, Terry? Have you been paying attention? Charlize Theron movies or multiple choice week?
Have you been paying attention?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Terry. You've got to overcome that enormous lead of 1-0, which in a soccer game would pretty much be the end. But here, let's see if you can do better. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What St. Louis area highway was Vernon McKellips driving an asphalt truck on before squirming through a concrete barrier and falling to the ground below yesterday morning?
Highway 40.
44. Besides John McCain, name one other Republican senator who voted down the GOP's attempts to repeal Obamacare last night.
That would be Lisa... Murkowski.
That's correct. And Susan Collins of Maine is the other one. In what state were one person killed and seven injured when a carnival ride broke apart this week at the state fair?
Indiana.
Ohio. Which soda did Coca-Cola announce this week it's phasing out next month in favor of a new formula and a similar name?
Coca-Cola. I don't know. Pass.
Which former Comedy Central star will do his first stand-up special in 21 years this fall for HBO? The time ran out on you before. I knew you were going to say Jon Stewart. And it's Coke Zero that's going away. It'll now be called Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. That's gonna fix things, won't it?
Yeah.
Now, here's the best part of my day today, Terry. Mike had a one.
Mm-hmm.
He is no longer our leader because you have overtaken him, Terry, with a two.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
But you don't get to go anywhere before you get punished. Mary? All right, that's enough of that.
Whoa.
Terry, hang on. Dan can get your information.
Okay.
You're our current leader for the big prize.
Nail-biter.
Let's see.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see if Mark can do better than that. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Paul. How's it going?
Okay. You want to plug something?
Well, I just want to say I don't know what the future is going to hold for you guys, but thank you for one glorious run.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. We all do. Mark, the categories are Charlize Theron movies, Multiple Choice Week, or Blondes Who Can Sing But Aren't Atomic.
Huckle of Blondes Who Can Sing But Aren't Atomic.
All right. You realize the huge hill you have to climb here, Mark.
I'll try and get over the molehill.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Pennsylvania native, whose most recent album was called 1989, has won 10 Grammys and 11 CMA Awards?
Pass.
Which blonde led a band that had hits like Heart of Glass, Rapture, and Dreaming?
Blondie.
What's your name?
Oh, Debbie Harry.
Correct. By what stage name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta better known?
Lady Gaga.
Correct. Who was a co-founder and lead vocalist of No Doubt before launching a solo career and eventually a spot as a judge on The Voice?
Gwen Stefani.
Correct. Who won the fourth season of American Idol, went on to a huge country music career, and sings the opening theme for NBC's Sunday Night Football?
Underwood.
Correct. For the clean sweep, which Pennsylvania native, whose most recent album was called 1989, has won 10 Grammys and 11 CMA Awards?
Kelly Pickler?
No. Kelly Pickler.
It was Taylor Swift.
Oh my goodness.
But, Mark, you didn't get the clean sweep, but you did get 14 points, and you are now a prohibitive leader for the big prize. Hang on, and Dan will get some more information from you, okay?
All right, thank you, Paul.
All right,
thank you.
Congratulations in advance. We'll see what happens with our next contestant, who is also named Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. You want to plug something?
I want to say go Cardinals, and also thank you all there for years and years of wonderful entertainment.
Thank you very much. Two categories left here, Mike. We have Charlize Theron movies or Multiple Choice Week.
I'll try the Charlize Theron movies.
Okay. You know what you got to do. Get them all right to take the lead. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the subtitle of the Mad Max movie Charlize co-starred in last year?
Fury Road.
Correct. When she played the Evil Queen in Snow White and the Huntsman, who played Snow White?
Pass.
She appeared in the 8th Fast and Furious movie this year. What's it called?
The Fate of the Furious.
Correct. In what 2003 movie did Charlize win an Oscar for playing serial killer Aileen Wuornos?
Monster.
Correct. In what movie about a 1960s rock band, written and directed by Tom Hanks, did Charlize make one of her first big screen appearances as the drummer's girlfriend?
That Thing You Do.
Correct. For the win.
Kristen Stewart.
Snow White was played by Kristen Stewart. That's a clean sweep.
Yeah.
You're the big winner today, Mike.
Yes.
Congratulations.
All right.
Wow. I thought we were off to a real punishing day, but I got to tell you, you and Mark have made it better for me. Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes.
Thank you, Paul, so much.
Thank you very
Truly
much.
Truly earned it with a clean sweep, yeah. Not just winning.
Absolutely. So now we go to our final contestant, Jim. Hi, welcome to the show.
Well, it's going to be tough to follow that up.
Yes, it is. Tell us about yourself and say hello to whoever you like.
Say hello to my wife and all the fellow graduates. 40th reunion for St. Thomas Aquinas High School.
Okay. One category left. It's all yours, Jim. It's multiple choice week. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to the Department of Defense, which does the Pentagon spend more money on? Gender transition-related medical treatment or erectile dysfunction medication?
Erectile dysfunction.
Correct. Which website was acquired this week in a deal worth $2.8 billion? PayPal, WebMD, or Pornhub?
What was the first one?
PayPal. It's WebMD. What did a man successfully check as baggage on a recent flight from Melbourne to Perth, Australia? A can of beer, 1,000 pounds of Vegemite, or his pet koala?
Pet koala.
One can of beer. What did a flight attendant on a Delta flight from Seattle to Beijing use to subdue a man trying to open an exit door in midair? A suitcase from the overhead bin, a seatbelt extender, or several bottles of wine?
The wine.
Correct. Where did two graffiti artists climb the 382-foot towers of the Ben Franklin Bridge only to get stuck and need cops to get them down? Philly, Boston, or D.C.? I'm going to let you answer.
Boston.
It is Philadelphia. The Ben Franklin Bridge goes between Pennsylvania and New Jersey in the suburbs of Philadelphia.
Oh, well.
The flight attendant smashed wine bottles over the head of the guy who was trying to open up the door. The guy in Australia checked one can of Emu Export Lager. And if you go online, you can see the video of it. It actually has the baggage tag stuck around it, and it's going down the conveyor belt to where you pick up your bags. And, we spent $84 million on erectile dysfunction medication at the Department of Defense, half of that on Viagra. That's 10 times what gets spent for transgender members of the armed forces. Let's see how you did here, Jim. You got the one, you got the four. Oh, that's only 5 points. And that means we are going to have a triple punishment Friday. Okay. All right. Stick that in your ear and enjoy it all weekend long, Jim. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
And congratulations again to our big winner today, Mike, for the clean sweep on the Charlize Theron movies. By the way, if you haven't seen Atomic Blonde, it opens today. Max and I both recommend it. That's the Harris Challenge, which comes back every Friday for the near future, right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS, and always, always in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.
Meet me.
And now let's go to Tim for the roads.
All right, Paul. They're working with an accident. It's on eastbound Highway 40 between Timberlake Manor and Highway 141. Has you backed up west of Clarkson. Southbound 170 is stop and go now from Ladue down through Highway 40. Baseball traffic coming in. Eastbound 40 slows Lindbergh in through Big Bend. Southbound 270, stop and go still from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. We have eastbound Highway 270, McDonald through about 170. Looks like we may have an incident now on eastbound Highway 70 just before Lindbergh that has things backed up to Highway 270, and southbound 55 still has a little bit of a slowdown on either side of Highway Z. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school, and when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
Several subjects approached to Good Samaritans, for lack of a better term, to help the victim of the motor vehicle crash.
When a gunman standoff with police ended with a carjacking and a shootout.
At that time, the suspect attempted to kidnap victims of Good Samaritans, attempted to steal that vehicle.
And shut down a major interstate all day.
He was unsuccessful because the vehicle was a stick shift. At that time, he attempted to kidnap, carjack another victim. He was successful in taking that vehicle to flee the scene.
We kept you informed.
We still have 55 southbound jammed up right around CUS 61 because of that earlier police activity. It looks like they are forcing off traffic now at 67, so we have a jam up starting at Route A.
KTRS News. Real news. Never fake. Depend on it.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Well, Eddie, what's new at the world-famous Fast Eddie?
Just a second, Mr. Shannon. I'm sending out a tweet.
A tweet?
Let's see. Hashtag coldest beer in town.
Did you say hash brown?
It's Twitter, Mr. Shannon. You know, social media. I had to sign off with a hashtag.
Social media, huh? You taking Fast Eddie's into the future?
Man, I certainly hope so.
Listen, Eddie. Friday, do you still have the coldest beer in town and the tastiest and the cheapest eats?
Of course, Mr. Shannon, we'll have that forever.
And you still have that huge outdoor patio with all the flat screens, live music, and video games?
Yes, sir. Mr. Shannon, we got it all still.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much about your tweeter or your whatever that thing is you're talking about. Stick to what you do best at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Hashtag, if you're 21 and in the mood, get over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, or check them out online at FastEddie'sBonAir.com. Hashtag.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies, is the man in your life not as energetic or exciting as the guy you fell in love with? Well, it's not his fault. Once a man hits 45, his body has less free testosterone, which can make it a lot harder for him to stay in shape. That's why we want to give your guy a complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix can help boost his free testosterone levels with Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help him feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate, too. So if you want to help the guy in your life feel like the man he used to be, just text 42424 and enter the word MUCH, and we'll give him a complimentary bottle. Award-winning Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle from Nugenix. Text 42424 and enter MUCH. Again, text 42424 and enter M-U-C-H.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the taxpayer hotline today at 1-800-442-4840. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone. 1-800-442-4840. You'll speak with qualified professionals who will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. And they'll deal directly with the IRS on your behalf so you don't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or are already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. New IRS settlement policies have opened the doors for a fresh start. But hurry, this won't last forever, and your tax problem will only get worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It makes a big difference in who you call. So call the taxpayer hotline today for free information. 1-800-442-4840. 1-800-442-4840.
Hi, I'm Jerry Callahan, pharmacist and owner of six metro area medicine shop pharmacies. And I want to invite you to any one of the more than 25 metro area medicine shop pharmacies to experience what pharmacy is supposed to be. At Medicine Shop, we value your time and your health. We don't just fill your prescriptions. We help you manage your health. So if you're tired of impersonal pharmacy service and long wait times, come experience the Medicine Shop Pharmacy difference. Can't come to us? We'll deliver to you at your home or where you work.
Come visit Mike and Vivian Buddy at the Medicine Shop in Columbia, Illinois, across the street from City Hall.
I'm Justin Jemis, owner of the Medicine Shop in St. Charles. Come visit us for superior customer service, including free delivery of your prescriptions in and around St. Charles.
Hi, I'm Jill Woodward from the Medicine Shop in Wood River, Illinois. Come visit us at 901 East Edwardsville Road, across from the Hit and Run.
Come visit Brian and Sue Hercules at the Medicine Shop on Woodson Road in downtown Overland.
Hey, look who's in studio, Frank Schmeier, the owner of St. Louis Home Fires and the host of the Budweiser Barbecue Show here on KTRS.
McGraw, how's your barbecue?
It is great. You have taught me everything I know, great reviews, and everything I cook is from St. Louis Home Fires.
It's the very best time of year to come to St. Louis Home Fires for all of your grilling, smoking, flavored wood, sauces, and rubs.
On Manchester Road in Baldwin, right in front of the Target store, St. Louis Home Fires. And don't forget about the Budweiser Barbecue Show hosted by Frank Schmeier.
This is John Shea from the Inside Out Show.
And I'm Dave Sherwood.
John Shea and David Sherwood will not be in the studio this Saturday.
We're off instead of being on?
They'll be broadcasting live from Schnars Hardware on Clayton Road in Ladue.
Okay, so we will be on the air.
Come and join us.
Please join us. This is the Inside Out Show. John Shea and
David Sherwood.
That's this Saturday. The Inside Out Show live with John Shea and David Sherwood at Schnars Hardware on Clayton Road in Ladue.
Come on out this Saturday.
Live on location on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant of the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Longtime sponsors of this gentleman who joins us now live from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it in.
It's a long ride,
Testing 1, 2. Hello. Oh, that's a Cabernet.
Pinot.
Oh.
Pop quiz question. I have a movie review for you starring Charlize Theron. Mm-hmm. What does Charlize say is her favorite actor? Is it Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks, Sally Fields, or Marlon Brando? Answer in a minute. I can't sit on this any longer. All the sources who have inside scoop say that Angelina Jolie is just a complete mess. She's a nut. Something wrong with her. While her kids beg to stay home and play with other kids and swim and watch TV, every 6 weeks, Angelina packs them up and insists that they go with her to war-torn, poverty-stricken, horrible places, nothing to eat, no matter apparently what damage it does to the kids.
Huh.
And she thinks she's like a martyr mom. She spends $7 million a year on nannies.
What?
Wow.
$7 million a year.
How many kids does she have?
Six. I know. She badmouths Brad everywhere she goes, and yet she says she still loves him.
Nanny saw this woman coming.
And it's just the whole thing. She's a mess.
Mm.
As Barney Fife would say, she's a nut.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we used to be.
You're hurting me. It's
hurting. Movie review opening day. Did you see Atomic Bomb, homie?
I did.
Super. Spy-fi action thriller takes place in Berlin when the wall comes down. A lot of political chaos and running amok. It's Charlize Theron. I think she's better in this than she was in Mad Max Fury Road. Also love John Goodman in this. James McAvoy also good. Not a great movie, but it's certainly good enough for a stamp for the summer. 3 out of 4.
This will win the box office this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I said this earlier. Just put up the poster of her looking over her naked shoulder holding the gun, and guys will line up to go in.
Yeah. But what do you think of the movie?
I liked it a lot. I didn't.
3 out of 4 stars is pretty good.
Yeah, I agree with you right there. But I will say this. Considering that she did so many of her stunts by herself, the you can't tell when they cut away from her to the actual stunt woman who's filling in for her, but it doesn't matter because the action scenes are so great. It's like the Bourne Identity plus a Jackie Chan movie combined.
Yeah, but not hokey.
No, not at all.
Box office way down. However,
and there's always a however.
Good movies still make money, And we're seeing the one we just talked about, Spider-Man and Homecoming, Wonder Woman, Baby Driver, Big Sick, War of the Planet of the Apes. There are some really good movies worth your 10 to 15 bucks, whatever it costs there. And then there's a lot of bad ones, and that's really what has hurt the box office. People going, oh, I haven't heard of this one. Let's go check it out and check out. And usually stars are in it that are no good. They could care less.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Yep.
Today's little known fact, ladies. Ladies, chewing gum while chopping onions keeps your eyes from tearing up.
Wow.
Wow. Does it work for guys?
Homie, you pee nicer.
Why would a guy need to chop up an onion?
What if he's transgender?
What?
You have
on the
to chew fruit
question, strike. I have movie review. It's Charlize Theron. And speaking of Charlize Theron, who is her favorite actor, Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks, Sally Fields, or Marlon Brando?
Dan Strauss, what do you think?
Marlon Brando.
Ian Geist?
Brando.
Sally Fields.
Tim Allen says Sally Field. I'm going to go Brando.
You're all wrong. Tom Hanks.
That's what I said. Tom Hanks.
Let's still get a song. It's a long Friday. No one get Monday. We're going to play today. All on Friday. Milly Clickamaca is the thing to say on a white Hawaiian Christmas day.
Anana Kuli Makawani Yani Oda Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
Wait,
don't try to figure it out.
Is this a best of show and nobody told me?
I'll stop you.
That
right
definitely
now.
Wasn't best of.
Well, we have 6 weeks to get it right. He mentioned Tom Hanks and Charlize Theron, and I had a question in the challenge about Charlize Theron, who was in Tom Hanks' movie, That Thing You Do. That movie still holds up. If you've never seen that movie, it is just absolutely wonderful. And the song that Hanks wrote, which is the title song, That Thing You Do, it's about a one-hit wonder band from Western Pennsylvania in the early 60s. And it's just absolutely terrific. And Dan, you being in a band, have you ever seen That Thing You Do?
No.
You would absolutely love this thing.
Yeah.
The song gets played in the movie at least a half a dozen times, and you would think, oh, I don't want to hear the same song over and over again. But the way he uses it in the movie, it just works. It's about 20 years old. Put it on your Netflix queue. That thing you do, it's worthwhile. And before I get to knuckleheads, one other thing I want to mention. There was a story a couple of days ago about a Dallas Cowboys wide receiver named Lucky Whitehead, who was cut by the Cowboys after he was accused of petty larceny charges in Virginia. And then the Cowboys cut him. And then it turned out that he not only didn't do it, he was completely the wrong guy. And when I heard that story, I thought of something from my own radio career, which was many, 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 many years ago. I was negotiating a contract with a radio station, not this one, but another one. And one of the clauses in their boilerplate contract that they sent to me said that they could release me from the contract immediately if I were ever charged with a crime. And I said, I'm not signing that. And they said, why not? I said, because anybody can be charged with anything.
Yeah.
You change that to convicted, and maybe I'll think about it. And by the way, change it from crime to felony. I'm not going to lose my livelihood over some little petty misdemeanor, which, by the way, I've never been charged with or convicted of in any way. But that was just standard boilerplate stuff. And apparently the NFL Players Association doesn't think the way I do, because why don't they go in and say, well, you can't fire the guy for being charged with a crime?
Right.
Now, I realize that the Cowboys have had a lot of trouble recently between Zeke Elliott and the Greg Hardy thing and all the other people on the Cowboys roster that Jerry Jones has brought in who were not exactly the moral elite.
Right. Even, I think, previous issues with this player.
Yes. But if you're going to fire him, say you're firing him for the other issues, not because he was charged with a petty crime like this. The follow-up to the story is he's been claimed on waivers by the New York Jets.
Yeah. Good.
And that's a city you'll never get into trouble in.
No.
Now, knuckleheads in the news brought to you by Window World, the number one replacement window company in the United States, online at windowworldst.louis.com. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin today in Seattle, Washington, where a man crashed his car into a parking garage. When the cops showed up, they didn't smell any alcohol on him, but they thought maybe there were prescription drugs involved. They put him in an ambulance, took him to the hospital, and the 59-year-old man confirmed that, yes, he had passed out because of a prescription drug, a generic version of Viagra. He had taken five of the pills instead of one. The doctors say that will cause your blood pressure to drop severely, also possible loss of vision. Two things you do not want while you're behind the wheel. No word on whether he had an erection lasting more than 4 hours. Story number two is from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where 25-year-old Alexander Sperber wanted to be a stand-up comedian. And for some reason, when he woke up Tuesday, he decided a good way to start on that career was to rob a bank. I don't see the connection either. Either did the FBI, but here's the story. Sperber parked his car at the bank, made a gun motion with his hand, and demanded money from the teller, who gave him about $4,700 out of the drawer and an exploding dye pack in the bag. When he tried to get away, the dye pack exploded, leaving red paint on his clothes. So this genius Alexander stripped off all of his clothes and ran down the street naked, throwing the stained money in the air. That would never draw attention, would it?
No.
Cops who did not know about the bank robbery saw a naked guy running down the street and arrested him and turned him over to the FBI. Weatherfield, New York. Sheriff's deputies got a call about a man driving a car with no windshield and no doors and no license plates and an axe stuck in the roof. When they got there, the driver, 21-year-old Jared Price, who had just been bailed out of jail, failed a field sobriety test. He told the cops he was using the vehicle as a field car. This was the first time he'd ever driven it on a road. The cops said, oh, that's interesting. Tell us the rest of the station house while we have the car towed away. You can't go down the road with no doors, no windshield, and no license plates. Next, we go to Washington, D.C., where a man was throwing out trash in an apartment building when he thought he dropped his cell phone down the chute. He leaned in to try to reach it and fell into the chute. But he must have found his phone because 911 got a call about 3 o'clock in the morning from a guy stuck in a trash chute. There's video online of firefighter rescue crews pumping fresh air down the chute to the man through a hose before they eventually hauled him out using a harness. Good news is he wasn't hurt, so he was released at the scene. And we finished today in Vancouver, Oregon, where police received a report of a woman being assaulted inside a moving vehicle that was driving erratically down the road and ran a red light. After the chase that spanned several cities, the cops put out some spike strips, and that caused his tires to deflate and led to the end of the chase where the guy was arrested on charges of felony kidnapping, felony eluding, felony possession of a stolen vehicle. Now, why does this end up in knuckleheads in the news? The guy who was arrested on all those felonies, his name is Felony. F-E-L-L-O-N-Y. That's his first name. Felony. My first name is Felony. Not my middle name. My first name. Felony Hudson.
Wow.
Who's now back in the slammer.
Doomed to failure from birth.
Yeah.
You know my sister, Misdemeanor?
Yeah. Misdemeanor.
Well, she's married now. It's Mrs. Demeanor. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. You can find more on harrisonline.com. And on behalf of Tim and Ian and Dan and Max and all of us who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather, and thanks for listening.
Meet me.
And get a final check on traffic right now with Jim Wyler.
Well, it does look like things are winding down in some of the areas, but we still have some heavy traffic on southbound 270 from, looks like Olive down through Doherty Ferry, eastbound Highway 40 from Spady into Big Bend. Baseball traffic there. Eastbound 40 downtown, still heavy from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge, 170 southbound Ladue through 40. Eastbound Highway 270 heavy, east of McDonald through Highway 170, and we have thinned out finally on southbound Highway 55. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
We're St. Louis's biggest conversation.
The Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS.
Dude, you look different.
Well, my body is glowing gold.
No, it's not that. Did you get a new shirt?
No, I joined the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and got instant gold status.
No, did you lose weight?
No, it's the gold status. I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
Got it. It's a tan.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join. So join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
Thank you.
warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
The black charger sped past in the turning lane. He was going about 80 miles.
An innocent bystander killed in a late morning crash. What witnesses say happened and what may have caused the driver to speed off.
Dozens of cities offering amnesty for minor offenses. Why it's become a life changer for so many people.
The Urban League celebrates Ferguson. How positive changes came from that fateful day on August 9th. But first on Fox 2 News at 6, St. Louis County Police are on the scene of a deadly crash in North St. Louis County, and you saw the breaking news first today on our sister station, KPLR News 11 at noon.
Our Kelly Hoskins has been out there since this crash happened. Kelly is live from the scene, and Kelly, we know that this all started when police tried to pull over that original car.